Inside the next bottle are the little purple ovals of 2.5 milligram sized Premarin. That's short for pregnant mare urine. My not taking those pills won't bring any baby horses back from the dead. In the next bottle are round, peach-colored little scored tablets of 100 milligram aldactone. Our homeowner must be a junkie for female hormones. Painkillers and estrogen are pretty much Brandy's only two food groups, and she says, gimme, gimme, gimme. She snacks on some little pink-coated Estanils. She pops a few of the turquoise blue Estrace tablets. She's using some vaginal Premarin as a hand cream when she says, Miss K, she says, I can't seem to make a fist, sweetness. Do you think maybe you can wrap things up without me while I lie down? I find Darvocets and Percodans and Compazines, Nembutals and Percocets, oral estrogens, anti-androgens, progestins, transdermal estrogen patches. I find none of Brandy's colors. No rusty rose blusher, no burning blueberry eyeshadow. I find a vibrator with the dead batteries swollen and leaking acid inside. It's an old woman who owns this house, I figure. Ignored and aging and drugged out old women. Older and more invisible to the world every minute. They must not wear a lot of makeup. Not go out to fun hot spots. Not boogie to a party froth. There's an age where a woman has to move on to another kind of power. Money, for example. Or a gun. I'm living the life I love, I tell myself. And loving the life I live. I tell myself, I deserve this. This is exactly what I wanted.